Welcome to This Is So Nerdy, a podcast where we talk about a mix of pop culture and online business. I'm Jess.
And I'm Amy. And while we may be hardworking business owners, we're also nerdy and love to fangirl over all the things we love.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Jess.
We are talking about Publix today.
I think it's one of my favorite places.
I feel like a lot of these, I feel like this every time, which is why we named the podcast this, but I'm like, it's very nerdy to talk about a grocery store. Like I had some, where was I? I feel like in the last week I was telling a few people about our podcast. It was like new people that I hadn't met. Now I don't remember where it was. It doesn't matter. And I was like, yeah. So like, you know, this last week's episode was about Quick Trip. And they kind of looked at me and I'm like, you know, the convenience store, the gas station. And they were like,
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I actually had a friend bring me a Quick Trip soda today.
That's so nice.
Because she listened to the podcast and she even brought it. Shout out to Laura. She even brought it in the not styrofoam, the clear cup. Like she listened to it. That's a good friend right there.
That is a good, friend. That's a good friend. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay. So really, I think one of the main reasons that I love Publix is their pub subs.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
So I need to know, what is your go-to pub sub order?
It's the same.
Well, mine is two. I don't
okay.
Vary.
So mine's a little different than I think you're probably going to expect.
Okay.
I get the Philly cheesesteak every time.
Okay.
With just the roast beef steak, the cheese, and the bell peppers, and I get them to toast it, and it is delightful. And
why
I
is
dip
that
it in A1 sauce.
Why is that weird?
I think we've discussed already that my sauce edge is like sauce usage is what I'm trying to say. I don't want people to think my sausage is just, you know, not normal. Mm-hmm. Most people would dip that into a ranch sauce.
Ew, no. Gross.
Oh, yes. My husband, if I am not around and I am not going to have access to him and kiss him for 12 hours before he can brush his teeth, he would dip his in ranch dressing. But he doesn't do that because he knows my aversion to even the smell of it. But yes, most people dip that in ranch dressing.
Actually. I have literally never heard of that.
Yeah, it's actually served with it at most Southern restaurants when you get a Philly cheese.
What? I don't believe. I need to do an Instagram poll after this because I don't believe you, because I've literally never heard of that. I am going to also ask. I have a friend who lives outside of Philly, and so I'm going to ask her and get.
Oh, I would highly doubt that is the case there.
Is it just,
I don't know why that would be the case there. I think that is probably a Southern. I think because we are such Southern people that we put ranch on
a lot of things.
I do not, but people that enjoy it put it. I mean, like they eat it on pizza.
I have done that. I don't do it now. I did it in high school.
So that's my pub sub. I do like their Italian. I've had that before. I like it too, but that is my go-to when we get a pub sub. What's yours?
So mine is a little more complex.
Oh.
Because
mine's weird and yours is complex.
I mean, it maybe is not. I feel like it is. So I get a 6-inch. I can do wider wheat. So it just kind of varies on how I'm feeling. I have them take out the bread. So if you don't.
I have done that. I like that.
Yeah. So if anybody listening doesn't know what that means, it just means that they like pull out some of the breading on the inside, not all of it, obviously, but like they just pull out a little bit so that the bread to meat ratio is better, so that there's less bread. Because I feel like they pile on the topping so high, I feel like if you don't do that, then you have this like monster sandwich. That's impossible to take a bite of.
A monster pub sub. Yeah.
Yes. So take out the bread. And then I want mayo on one side and mustard on the other slice. Like just a little. I don't want a lot, but I'm not too picky. I'm just like, you know. And then turkey, just regular turkey. Sometimes I'd say about half the time I actually get double meat. You can ask for double meat. And then
this is where we differ. These are moments where you and I are so different. I'm like, please just don't even put any meat on it. I'm fine with just the bread and the cheese and the bell peppers.
I mean, I would eat that too. I do banana peppers and cucumbers with some salt and pepper. And that is my go-to sandwich.
No cheese?
No cheese. Gross. No.
You don't like cheese?
I do like cheese. I for some reason, I don't like cheese on sandwiches.
What?
But like, I would eat a Philly cheesesteak, but I don't like, see, okay. I have realized I really don't like cheddar cheese and I don't like American cheese. Like I will eat them like if they're on a salad or like whatever. But like when I get sliced cheese, I always do Colby Jack. And I know at Publix, I could even ask them to do that, but I don't. I just don't want cheese. I try to avoid a lot of dairy. And so
yeah,
that's one way that I'm like, no cheese.
You could put 7 extra pieces of cheese on my sandwich. I love cheese.
I mean, in theory, I love cheese. I don't love how it makes me feel. So therefore, I avoid it. Okay. So, but I do love it.
That's also where we're different. I don't care how it makes me feel. I'm going to eat it anyway. You're very good at that. I am not. I'm always like, I'm not going to feel good after this, but you know what?
Now I will.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. Like if I'm doing like a grilled cheese, like I love a grilled cheese.
Oh my God. That is my favorite meal on the planet.
So, you know, like that, I'm like, yeah, just I'll eat it. It's fine. And ice cream, obviously, like I love, you know, I'll break my whatever for that. But cheese on a sandwich.
That's good. Like, I sent you 2 pots this week.
So. Oh yeah, I know. So Aaron's,
I'm glad you like it.
Yes. Aaron's sandwich. So, which I find so weird. And that's why I'm going to share it. Uh-huh. So he does the white mountain bread. So basically he's not doing a sub sandwich. He's getting, again, for those who may not know, but the white mountain bread is one of the loaves of bread that they make in Publix. I think it's like their brand or something, like it's their own special like mix or whatever. And so it literally is just like regular sandwich bread. It is larger slices, but it's not a sub sandwich. It literally is just like
a sandwich.
And I think he usually
that's what we call that.
A sandwich. A sandwich. I'm like, I don't know what I was trying to say, but.
I was like, what are you going to call it?
Just a sandwich.
Just a sandwich.
He gets, I think usually an Italian or like a Cuban, but no vegetables whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's literally just meat and cheese.
That's totally Aaron.
And I'm like, whatever. Fun fact.
Isn't it funny how we're also different about our sandwiches?
He feels like he gets a bigger sandwich when he does that, which I don't know if that's true. Yeah. See?
I don't think that's true.
He just also loves that bread, but.
Sure.
I'm like, it's just bread. Sure. I don't know. But fun fact, Aaron used to work at the Publix deli way back early in our marriage. So that's how he knew about like pulling the bread out and like knows all these Publix secrets. So I actually know a lot of like Publix
things. That's good
things
to have around the house.
I know.
That's a good resource.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like one of the things that I love to tell people, I'm sorry, Publix, that people are going to know this. I mean, I feel like a lot of people probably know this, but you can return anything at Publix, even if it's already eaten or like half eaten. So he has this story from when he worked at the deli that
like to the wait to the deli or to the whole Publix?
To the whole Publix.
So I could eat a bag of Doritos and be like, literally these, take them the bag I'm and pretty say these were
stale.
These were not cheesy enough.
Yeah.
And I won't
because this lady brought back a half eaten sheet cake and said, this cake wasn't any good. I want my money back. And she got a full refund. And then one time,
there's going to be people that take advantage of that.
I know. One time there was like a particular brand of like chicken on sale or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And this lady ordered like the boar's head and was like, you know, I want like whatever it was. And so he rang it up, Aaron rang it up. And she's like, no, it says that it's supposed to be whatever it was on sale. And he's like, oh, no, that's the whatever other brand. And she was like, no, like get your manager. And Zoom's giving me a thumbs up again. and so he had to, this lady got the like superior product, the superior brand for the on sale price of the other brand because Publix is like the customer is always right. Like whatever makes them happy. So
that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I am a Karen enough to do no, those types of
me
things.
Either. Me either.
I would never. I mean, if something serious was going on, like if something really was like for instance, one time we bought bones for the dogs. They love those Nyla bone, like peanut butter bones. Mm-hmm. And one time we bought them and they got here, we got home and they had mold on them, like very little, but you could tell that they already, either they had gotten air seeped into the bag or something had happened. Like that kind of stuff. I took it back. I was like, hey, I'm sorry, but these, you know, do you mind if I just trade them out with another bag or a different kind of brand? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. But like, that's pretty much the only thing that I would get kind of like if my bread had mold on it or if I got, you know, hamburger meat that was already spoiled or, you know, those types of like just general things. But I don't think I would ever return a half eaten cake. I would be like, oh, darn, that didn't taste as good as I hoped.
I know.
It did.
Yeah.
Just throwing it in the trash.
Exactly. Like, you and me both.
I would have been like, half this cake is already eaten.
Mm-hmm.
I've already gotten my money's worth out of this. Like, I don't think I'm a Karen. And if there's Karens listening, I apologize. We could call them Lindas or whatever. But I know that's the common phrase. But like, I'm just not like that. I can't.
Me either.
I can't do that. Even though that's, I love that that's Publix policy. And I'm glad it's there for people that need it. But
yeah, but no, I
one funny story that has happened to us at Publix is right after we moved to where we live now, I'm a huge Instacarter. Like I love Instacart. Mm-hmm. It's changed my life. And Publix Instacart is amazing because they typically just have the good products that you want and they have them in stock. Well, right after we moved here, the guy that Instacart shopped our Publix order, which was like a $300 grocery order, he stole it. He stole the Instacart order. Yes, I was in my office where I am right now working, and there's a window right here, and he came and put bags on the porch and took pictures as if he had delivered, and then took, I literally watched him because I didn't know what was going on, and I think I was on a call, if I remember correctly, with a client, and I watched him take the bags back away and put them in the car. So at first I was just like, oh, he brought the wrong bags up. You know, like
maybe
so
he's doing two different orders.
Yeah. Until I realized that it had said it had delivered it. So the end of that story is that I did call Publix and they reshopped my entire order, like not Instacart, the Publix people did, and had it at the door waiting on me when I arrived to pick it up.
Wow.
Yeah, that is. And I know that that's not it. I mean, Instacart did actually come back and actually refund us that whole because it was so like it was bad. Like,
yeah,
it was a big order and he had taken it. So they actually ended up doing that. And I offered, I was like, I need to pay somebody here like for my and Publix was like, no, this is on us. I was like, okay. Like, and that's not me. Like, I don't like that.
Right.
Like, I'm like,
no.
just let me pay for my groceries, please. But no, Instacart refunded us and Publix wanted to do it as a gift because they were apologetic that
Aww.
My groceries didn't arrive. So yeah, they really do. I mean, I know Like, that's why they're really good. Publix. I know it's a little bit more expensive. And there are days, you know, like there are months where, you know, we got to make sure that we're budgeting well and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, Publix just has that name for itself. And those are the moments where you keep going back, even if it does cost a little bit more, because you know that what you're getting is really the brand. It's the people, the service there. So,
yeah,
I love it.
Speaking of names, did you know that Publix actually used to be a movie theater?
No.
Yeah.
Like a movie theater that was named Publix?
Yes. So this, back in the 1920s and 1930s, there was this chain of movie theaters. They had 1,200 locations. They were like a Paramount Studios affiliate. And
wow,
it was called like Publix. I think it was like Publix Movie Corporation or something like that. But it was just, I mean, Publix, like the same exact name. And when the stock market crashed, they folded, and they were like really like nice and fancy movie theaters that they had air conditioning, and they were like really fancy interiors. Apparently some of them still exist and are still kind of like a theater, maybe not a movie theater, but I think more of like the shows and plays. Like it said, I think one in Tampa and maybe Orlando or Miami or something. But yeah, then the guy who, Jenkins is his last name.
Yeah,
who,
George. Old George.
Started Publix. He like bought up the, I guess, the movie theater. Like, I don't know if, I don't really know how, it didn't really say when I was doing my research how that exactly happened. Like, I guess maybe he took over one of the theaters and turned it into a grocery store and then just.
Interesting.
Took the name.
And it was during
also
the Great Depression. That's that was what I was reading. Like, it was during the Great Depression, which, I mean, of all the times to open a grocery store, like that was not the time that those types of things were going to succeed. I mean,
no,
if you know anything about history at all.
Yeah.
And my grandmother grew up during the Great Depression, and she used to tell me stories all the time about, like, you know, they rationed food, like they didn't have those types of things. And so the fact that he took a risk to open a grocery store in the middle of that was just, that's mind blowing. You know, that he, well, number one, that he had the money to do that too.
Well, did you like know he, how he got the money?
No.
So he had, I think, kind of like inherited an orange grove. And so he took out like a second mortgage on the orange grove to help pay to start Publix.
Wow. That is really cool.
Yeah.
So, that is really cool. And like, and it's in Florida. Like, I know that Publix's home base is in Florida.
Yeah.
That's actually where I fell in love with it. We would go to Disney because we lived in, at that point, we lived in Alabama. There were no Publixes around. There were like, there was like one in Birmingham. And so we would drive down to go to Disney and there were Publix there. And I fell in love with it. I would always go grab snacks and fun stuff for the kids there. And then they built one about 30 minutes from our house when we lived in Alabama. And so Josh and I would make a weekly 30-minute drive to Publix until they put one finally in our town, probably about 2 years before we left. And I just think that is so, like, it's so cool. Because, like, honestly, the brand did not really bust wide open until, like, 10 or 12 years ago. Like, it's not always been, like, the way that we view Publix today.
Yeah.
I just think that's so neat. But one of the other funny things about Publix that a lot of my Florida friends, like I have one Florida friend in particular, she's only lived in Florida, so she's never lived around another Publix, you know, in another state. Florida, their buy one, get one, you must do the buy one, get one. You can't
do the
buy just
price.
One. Yeah. In Florida, you cannot just do one and get it half price. Florida is the only state where at Publix, you must do the actual buy one, get one free.
So is that the rule just at Publix, or is that at all grocery
stores?
Just at
Publix. Just at Publix.
What?
I don't understand. Because like the first time I ever mentioned that to her, she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, that's my favorite thing is like when you're doing buy one, get one, it saves on groceries. Because if you're just needing one, then you can just buy one and get it half price. And she was like, no, you can't. I was like, yeah.
Yes, you can.
You can. And I thankfully had remembered that from our time visiting Florida. I was like, oh, it's only in Florida that you have to buy the both. Mm-hmm. You have to get both of them. So if you buy just one, you pay full price for it in Florida.
Interesting.
I know. I know. Isn't that weird?
Huh.
I don't understand it. I don't know if it's because that's where Publix originated or. But that's a little like weird thing about their brand. I just think that's so funny that they would not offer that to everybody, since they offer that to all the other states that they're in.
That is very interesting.
It's got to be something tied to the brand. I mean, I would love to know what that is, but
I wonder,
I've researched it and I can't find it.
I wonder, because Florida is the state with the most Publix locations. Yeah. So I wonder if it's a profit thing. Like if they're like, probably. We can't afford for all of these, I think it's like 1200 or something locations in Florida.
Yeah, it's a lot.
To get this like discount. Like we can do it in, you know, the other states where there's 20 or whatever locations, but
yeah,
that's the only thing that I can think of.
Me too. I think you have to be right though, because there are so many in that state.
Yeah.
I think that it has to be accurate. And I think it's funny that it's still to this day very Southern driven. Like you don't find Publix in, like, they don't even know what that is. Like it's kind of funny. It's, you know, so it's just, it's funny that it's like literally like that Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, like those are their staple states. Mm-hmm. And I find that so hilarious for some reason, like, because to me, Publix is just like, oh, you know, like Publix.
Because whenever,
you know, like in Texas, it's like Heb, or the Heb. Is that what it's called?
H-E-B. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
and like, all these other states have these cool things. So,
yeah. I always think it's interesting when I go to like other states and other cities. And most of the time, inevitably, at some point or another, I need to like run into a grocery store for something.
Right.
And I go in and I'm like, what is this place?
Yeah.
Like, I always feel like, I remember the first time I went to like a Piggly Wiggly and I was like, what is this?
Now, see, I had that growing up. That's the grocery store we had. At in Armurchie, Georgia, where I grew up. And Armurchie doesn't have an R. It's just pronounced that way, just in case anybody's wondering.
But yeah, I always think it's interesting to go, because it's like, I get so used to like Publix and Kroger, and then I go to these others and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Where
Fun fact, I don't have a Kroger down here where I live anymore, and I do like a Kroger.
Oh, interesting. So you only have Publix?
No, we have a Publix and we have a Piggly Wiggly.
There you go.
The old pig.
The old pig.
Yeah, the island has something that is kind of comparable to, because I live near St. Simon's Island, and they have a Harris Teeter. And
I've heard of that.
If I'm understanding correctly, I think that Kroger owns Harris Teeter.
I'm pretty sure.
And so, yeah, because it's kind of similar to like when you go into shop, but it's not Kroger. Like, it's still not Kroger.
Yeah.
Like when you're in there. So I do miss a good Kroger. I used to live around the corner from one of those. Still not as good as Publix, though.
Publix was also the first supermarket in the U.S. to be completely air conditioned. And that is so interesting to me, because I'm like, I mean, one, I know the technology and the cost and all that was different back then.
Sure.
But it is weird to imagine going to a grocery store and like it not having air conditioning.
And sweating to death while you grocery. I already sweat to death when I grocery shop. I don't know if it's an adrenaline thing or what it is, but like if I go to the grocery store, I guess it's like where you're putting things in the buggy and you're lifting to pick. I don't know. But I'm already, even if it's cool in there, I'm hot. So I can't imagine doing it without an air conditioner.
I love that you just called it a buggy. Because
what do you call it? Shopping
cart. It's a cart.
It's a buggy.
No, it's a cart.
Girl, you live in the South. It's a buggy.
No, I refuse. Buggy. We need to do an Instagram poll and ask our audience.
So now we need to do an Instagram poll on buggy or cart. And what was the other one?
If you dip your Philly cheesesteak in ranch.
In ranch. Oh, I don't even know if I can. I can write that one.
I'll do that one on my so you don't have to type the word ranch.
Okay, you do that one and I will do shopping cart or buggy.
Okay.
Go to the Amy Cole or Jess Creatives. That's where we're gonna do those polls with those. It's a buggy.
It's a car.
Gotta get the buggy.
Mm-mm.
Gotta get the buggy.
No. So you were talking about like your first introduction to Publix. Mine was obviously when I came to Georgia and Aaron was working at Publix. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, it's just a grocery store. But so his dad actually worked at Publix corporate. He was a shipping and distribution manager or something like that at That's
Publix.
cool. And then they have a family friend. They, like his mom and whatnot, have a family friend that they grew up with. And the daughter is a photographer for Publix, or like a creative director or something. I know
Okay.
she does some photography for Publix. So Publix like runs in the blood.
Yeah, I love
So
that though.
we actually have a tiny bit of Publix stock, because Publix is, if y'all don't know this, is a one of those employee-owned companies. I almost said brand companies. And so when you work there, I think you have to like work there for a certain amount of time, maybe, but then you can buy some stock, or I think even they give it to you. I'm not really sure. I should have had Aaron here to answer these questions, but
All the Publix questions.
yeah, but
I've heard that they're an amazing employer, though. Like,
yeah.
I have had several people, including you, that you and I have talked through this a couple of times. I've had several friends, other friends too, that have talked about the way that they invest in their employees and their brand. I mean, I'm sure people have horror stories like they do anywhere, but
Right.
at the same time, I have heard great things about people. And a lot of people that I know that started with Publix, like as stock boys, you know, when they were in high school, have literally started running Publixes. I like there's several, I have two friends in Alabama, and they literally do the management for Publix now after starting at that very low, you know, bottom scale part. And I think that's cool. I love that they utilize the people that are in the store that they find loyalty in. Chick-fil-A is very similar and comparable to that, I think, when you're talking about the way that they run their businesses and make sure that they have that family atmosphere there. And so I think that's a really cool thing that Publix does, is that usually people that start with Publix, if they're serious about it, they stay with it long term.
Yeah, and that's what
That's pretty cool.
Aaron started as like a janitor at Publix, and then moved, I think, fairly quickly into the deli, and then
You went from cleaning toilets to giving people food so they could go to the toilet.
Yes.
Sorry,
And
I couldn't resist that. That was good. That was a setup.
and he even was working towards slowly trying to become like a deli assistant manager and the manager. He wasn't sure if he wanted to like run the store, but he was like trying to work his way up, because he's like, you know, it's good money, it's a good company.
Yeah.
He got cheese certified as part of
That doesn't
working in
mean
a
a lot to
deli.
you, Jess, but it means a lot to me.
So I don't know that he's really used his cheese certification, but he has it. But yeah, he
I need to
was.
quiz him one day.
I would be curious to see how much he remembers, but I don't really remember what the cheese certification entailed. But yeah, that was part of his, like, he was like, I'm just gonna like work my way up and
Yeah.
see where I can. And we still sometimes talk about, like, do you remember when you thought about like working your way up to be like in Publix, you know, and be a manager or whatever, and like how different things would
Your
be,
life
and
could be really different right now, Jess.
I could eat so much cheese. I could ship
You wouldn't, but you could ship it to me
it to you.
on dry ice.
What are your thoughts on their social media?
Love it. I've followed Publix for a long time on my personal account, and I just they talk about a lot to do with, you know, their customer service, obviously. They don't dwell so much on their product, and I like that. I like that they're
Me
telling
too.
more of a story, that they're not trying to sell us something. Instead, they're trying to build a relationship with you. And they do that. They do that because when you are sold out to Publix, you really are. Like, you feel like when you go in that grocery store, you're at home, you know where things are. They're very kind when you're in the store. And so they portray that really well when it comes to social media. They do lots of video snippets of, you know, people being served, whether it be inside the store or whether it be, you know, through they have this the thing that I love is that the Publix apron cooking school thing that they do. And so they promo that a lot, to where they're teaching people how to, they're saying, we're not just a grocery store. We know we have a lot of food, but here's another thing about us. We can teach you how to cook it. Like, we can teach you fun ways to make new recipes. So they promo those things a lot. And also they promo things that are easy for moms like you and me. We're really busy. We don't have a whole lot of time to cook. You know, you and I have discussed this before. Y'all meal prep. We eat out too much. Like, that's the way our lives are. And so they do a good job at creating those environments where moms can walk in and grab something really quickly and just put it in the oven. Mm-hmm. And so I think Publix does a really good job at explaining those things on social media and building that rapport with moms in particular. And they really are a lot of times talking directly to us about how they can help, you know, mm-hmm. slow down, you know, after a ball game or snacks for a ball game or, you know, whatever it is. So their social media feed is on point. I mean, they have a tremendous amount of followers. It's curated very well. The aesthetic of it is very good for their brand. And I love that they use a lot of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just streamlined to, you know, somebody like me, which is just a, you know, your basic white mother, you have three kids. I mean,
yeah.
But seriously though, they yeah. really are looking at the people that are shopping there and they're paying attention to that. So whether it be a grandmother or grandfather or whoever, I just think that's really cool that they're looking at all the elements. And so mm-hmm. that I have zero, I would not be able to help them at all because it is, it's just that good. They just do a good job at making sure it's curated and talking to the people they need to be talking to. So
yeah.
What about their website?
First, I'm obsessed with Publix commercials.
Oh, like, me too. And I cry.
Their marketing is outstanding. I mean,
it is outstanding.
They just, if y'all have never seen a Publix commercial, go to YouTube, look, yeah. there's so many from the over the years, go find one, any of them, and they're great. They focus so much on storytelling. It's always just like, oh, I'm making dinner. I miss my family. The son comes home from college to surprise mom. Yeah. Then they're like spending time on the couch, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no like zoom in on like the Publix logo on the carton of ice cream or anything. Like they're just whatever. And then
they're
at the end,
telling the story.
Yeah.
They're just telling the story about if you shop, it's not that you have to shop here. They're just telling the story about connection mm-hmm. with the people that you love around food. Mm-hmm. Like, because let's shoot straight. That's how most of us connect with other people.
Yeah.
It's dinners, mm-hmm. desserts, coffees. That's what we do. We don't just go sit somewhere random and not have an enjoyment.
Right.
And so they're taking that marketing piece that they know people are already connecting, the fresh smell of coffee or cookies baked, you mm-hmm. know, on Christmas morning. They did a cookie one not too long ago at Christmas time. They are taking that connection,
mm-hmm.
that connectivity, and then they're making mothers cry when they record these marketing commercials.
Yes, yes. Versus.
But like, they get us.
Compared to when, like, it's been a while since I've seen a Kroger commercial, but I remember there, you know, it's like, just show somebody little character shopping in Kroger.
Shopping and with their buggy.
Yeah, with their cart. And at the end, it's always like a voiceover that's really bad. And it's like, Kroger meat, $2.99, carrots, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what is this? Like, what are y'all doing? Yeah. And then Publix comes with this like storytelling that makes everyone cry. And I'm like,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
So
it really is. You can tell that their brand, they don't necessarily have to shove it in our face for us to understand that they're very, very family friendly.
Yes.
They want people to feel like they are at home shopping in their stores. That's like when you go to the deli and you ask for, you know, like we eat Boar's Head Tavern ham. That's like our staple go-to sandwich meat. But they're always like, would you like to try a piece? You know, like they're always mm-hmm. just so like overly gracious. They'll give you cookies, you know, all these fun things that they do to try to bring that connection back to their shoppers. I think it's just a really, I think it's just a really special brand, honestly.
Yeah.
Pretty obsessed with Publix.
Also, I'll talk about the website in a second, but talking about samples, you can get like unlimited samples. Kids get free cookies. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this. You can ask them to repackage any meat or bakery item. And so like, if you don't want the pack of 8 muffins, like you can just get 4. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Which would have served Steve Martin well in Father of the Bride when he was arrested. Every time Every time I watch that movie, because it's one of my favorite movies, every time I watch that movie and he rips open the hot dog buns, please tell me you've seen this movie.
I have not.
Shut up. What?
I'm sorry. I have no, I don't think I've even seen a clip of it. I have no context for what you're talking about.
What?
I'm sorry. Could you tell by the look on my face?
Father of the Bride?
No.
Yes. I was looking at you and I was like, she does not know what I'm talking about.
She does not know what I'm talking about. Nope.
Okay. That is your homework.
I don't want to watch
it. While I'm away. Oh, it's so good, Jess. It's so good. Please watch it.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
It's so funny. You're missing out. It's such a funny movie.
I'll think about it.
Do you like Only Murders in the Building?
No.
Jack.
We tried it and I was like, yeah, I'm out. I don't like it.
You didn't stay with it. It was good. Oh, man. Okay. So in Father of the Bride, he has this panicked moment. Everybody's going to know what I'm talking about, but you. You're going to have to watch it.
Okay.
Go look up this clip. You will be able to find this clip because it is infamous.
Okay.
It's infamous because it's how every person feels in a grocery store at this moment.
Yeah.
So he is in his home. Everything is being set up for the wedding, okay? And he's getting very overwhelmed. He had tried on his old tuxedo upstairs, and it was just a little too tight. And so he walks downstairs, and everybody's asking him all these questions. And I'm a wedding photographer, so I totally understand this element of wedding chaos, okay? So he looks at Nina, his wife in the movie, and he says, I'm going to go to the grocery store and get dinner. So he goes to the grocery store, and he's walking around in this tuxedo that is way too small for him. It's like a leisure suit at this point. And he goes over and gets hot dogs, but he goes to the hot dog buns, and hot dogs are 8 count, and the hot dog buns at that point were 12 count. And so instead of just buying the 12 count, he rips open the bag and he starts taking out 8 counts and putting them in his buggy. And they arrest him, and it's like a turning point in the movie to where he has to get on board with the fact that, yes, weddings are expensive, but we're doing this for our daughter, blah, 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 blah. But every time I go to Publix and ask them to do something like this, like, hey, I really would love this instead of this. Do you mind helping me out? That's what I think about, is that would have served him so well if he had just had a Publix.
If he had just had Publix.
Father of the Bride. You okay. Have to watch that clip.
I'll think about it, okay?
I'm going to send it to you when we get off.
Okay.
I'm going to make you watch it.
So,
Jess, my heart is broken.
I'm sorry. I'm going to distract you by talking about the website.
Yes, please do that. I'll cry.
So, I mean, it's very clean, like, whatever. But they have a lot of things to click on.
Yeah.
I'm especially confused because randomly, so like when you pull it up, they have the logo, they have a few like drop down menus, you know, like savings, order, catering, delivery, etc.
Yeah.
I do love that you can like have your shopping list, like save it on the website. Love that.
Yeah, I've done that before.
But then underneath that, they have 5 circles of like BOGOs, subs, cakes, platters, and deli meat. But then, like, but there's not circles. I mean, I guess not. I can't say anywhere else because there are like 2 further down. But then after that, we go into these squares where it's like, again, subs, cakes, platters, subs again.
Yeah.
I guess this one says meals, but it's a picture of subs. Subs, weekly ads. So I'm like, wait, so you're talking about cakes, like, 2 times in like a 3-inch area. And so I don't love, I think if they got rid of these circles, it would feel a little bit better. Because in addition to all of this, at the very, very tippy top of the website, there's a small thin green banner with, again, catering, gift cards, sushi, subs, weekly ad, and pharmacy. So many links on this website. So many links. I'm like,
you're overwhelmed. I'm overstimulated.
I want them to cut out some links. I do appreciate that they know their subs are popular and they are.
Yeah, they do.
They're not hiding it. So like, I appreciate that they're making, you know, it obvious, like the cakes and whatever, because it's like, again, pointing out we're not just a grocery store. You can get platters and cakes right here, and because you can get like pretty fancy cakes. Like, it's oh, not yeah just like
I get Publix wedding cakes probably every 3 to 4 weddings.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Yeah.
Like, people are always shocked when they're like, what's your favorite wedding cake? And I'm like, well, I have like a top three. And I'm like, you know, I'll name off the other two. And then I'll be like, but funny enough, Publix is like number three. And they're like, what? And I'm like, their wedding cake is dang good. Like, it's really good.
Yeah.
A lot better than some of these dry wedding cakes I've had. So,
that's like my main complaint with their website.
Yeah.
It's just like, they have great images and good fonts and good organization other than that. So I just feel like there's a lot to click on the homepage. It's just a bajillion buttons on the homepage. So I would streamline that. I also wish that some of that human connection was
on the website.
Because on the homepage, there's not a single human. There's not a face. It's all food. Again,
I saw it and did not even think about that.
Yeah. So there again is that disconnect between how they approach their commercials and their social media, but then the website. Again, I know they're a grocery store. I know that we're not looking like, I get that people are not coming to the Publix website to look at these stories, but I think it would be more engaging if we had a picture of a family eating subs or a graduation party where there's the cake and the platter or something like that.
I agree.
Instead of just what they have now.
I so absolutely agree.
That's my feedback. If anyone at Publix is listening.
We're going to tag them. I tagged Quick Trip today.
So. Yeah. So yeah.
Publix actually does respond to me a lot. Like, I have Insta storied them a lot and they have always responded. So I will be very curious to see if they respond when we have this go live.
Nice. I'm trying to think which one of the brands responded to our episode on YouTube. And I'm trying to remember which one. And I thought to myself, I wonder if the person responding to this would like copy the link and send it out in Slack. It's like, hey guys, we're on an episode.
Just letting you know. Like, we got some people breaking our brand apart.
You know, or whatever. Or were they just like, oh, I'm just going to respond to this and move on? You know, like, I feel like if it
Wouldn't
were me.
Would love to know?
Yes.
I really would, actually. I know this is off topic of Publix, but I really would love to know how many of these brands that I've tagged on social media are actually going and listening to what we have to say. It's a little scary. You're like, one day something's going to happen. They'll be like, we love that you love our brand. Here's a box of a million Pop-Tarts.
I love it.
We'd have to do an episode on Pop-Tarts to get some Pop-Tarts, but
we would.
I mean, I would take a million. I think I would take a million of anything we've posted so far. So
agreed. I agreed. Agreed.
At some point, are we going to run out of things that we like? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Also, I can get nerdy about anything. Like,
I can too. T-shirts.
Oh,
trash cans.
Well, I don't know about trash cans, but t-shirts, you know, I love me a t-shirt.
I can get nerdy about trash cans. We can talk about simple humans.
Well, that's a conversation for another day, but
I really wanted to talk about trash cans.
So for those listening, let us know if you are a Publix shopper or if you're like, I've never heard of Publix. I would like to know everybody's pub sub order. Not that I'm going to change from my go-to, but I just want to know because I'm curious. So
I don't think either of us are planning on changing from that.
No. But thank you all for listening. And
Leave us a review.
Yes. Go leave us a review.
Leave us a review.
We would appreciate the love. And we'll see y'all next week.